Welcome everyone to today's Terrain Meditation session. This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Journey. And I'm breathing you all in. So breathe whatever is here available for you today. Breathe that in. I'm always aware of the way in which the breath acts to electrify the cells, to activate them, to activate them for whatever is new that is needing to come forward. So we get to do that in this time. We get to have those conscious breaths, to take those conscious breaths. And it's with the consciousness that the breath is able to activate the cells in the body. And the theme for me today in, well, several sessions that I had with people, and then actually, and then hearing from someone else, has been about silence and speaking out, the voice. Using one's voice to express oneself. We talk a lot here, of course, about the inner silence, and that's not what I mean right now. I was working with one client first thing this morning, and he was talking about how he's finally now speaking out in his relationship, in his marriage, because the situation as it was had become untenable. In speaking out, in his willingness to finally start to do that, he was beginning to claim what his experience was, what his truth was, what he needed. And I was reflecting then after that, and then actually after another session that had something similar in its theme. Sometimes we're the ones that the challenge. We speak out all the time. We push the status quo. We question everything. But still, that doesn't mean that we're necessarily connecting with or claiming who we are, allowing that inner voice to reign supreme, to have space. When we speak with our inner voice and bring that out outside, when we're able to express that, then what do we have? We have alignment. We're aligned inside and out. We don't feel pushed because we're expressing. We don't feel challenging because we're resonating and resting in the truth and that true voice within. It's like, how do we allow our own soul to have an expression? It's when we rest inside in that inner place. And then with that connection intact, we address things, we speak, we share, we stand up in front of 1,000 people and give a talk. Or we're online and we speak to 100 people online. It's when we have that confidence. And what is confidence? Confidence is that which comes from that connection with who we are. When we have enabled ourselves to connect in that place that we call home, that we feel at home, that we feel aligned and loved. And maybe that's the most important thing to say, is that indeed that we feel loved inside. We're not speaking or sharing so that someone else will love us. We don't care whether someone else approves or gives us applause or doesn't like us, doesn't like what we say. It's all the same. It's all the same because what matters is what your own inner being, your own inner teacher, what presence says to you within. And we can stop and say, well, I don't know what that is. But all we really have to know that is that feeling of flow, of being loved, of feeling love within us. Not feeling loved by someone outside of us, but feeling loved from within that very canyon of who we are. That is the only thing that we have to go on. In truth, no one can ever tell us whether we're who we are or whether we're pretending to be somebody else. Nobody can ever tell us, are you speaking the truth? We have to feel that for ourselves. We have to know the truth of that within ourselves. And it's that is what matters. It's not whether you've created some polished message to go out in the boardroom or to your clients or to your family or to your intimate other. It's that you're willing to be there in the moment to give voice to what is needing to be given voice to. That takes courage, because sometimes we're not so comfortable being willing to do that, at least at first. It takes a willingness to say, I am going to speak up, because this kind of silence, and whether it's the silence of actually not speaking, or whether it's the silence of speaking and not being connected, because both are really the same, dare I say it, empty place. It's that willingness to come from that full place where you feel full in yourself, and that fullness is what's needing to find expression. And it will find expression, it will have expression, as you allow yourself to speak, as you allow yourself to share. What is it that I need to share? Then let yourself to speak, just let yourself speak. So take another breath. Feel that way that this breath goes to every cell in your body and has an interaction with every cell in your body. And then let's go into this time of meditation. Breathing, feeling that breath, following that breath, into the cell. And I'll let you know when this time is complete. Let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a few moments to stretch. Let yourself stand and stretch, or just stretch where you are. Your shoulders, your arms, your back, your hips. Even if you're sitting, you can still have a feeling of stretching your hips. And for those of you who are listening at another time, not here with us live today, let yourself do that stretching. You can do it as long as you like. You can do it longer than we do it here. And save some time before you go off to what you're doing next to have a little moment of appreciation for what this time has been and what you've received, so that you can acknowledge that. And we'll see you next time.